Are we ready to conduct business as usual? Good, good, good. The Maggot line's in operation. 4321-1101. I got a sweet thing on the line here who's kind of perky because she won Pat Benatar tickets yesterday. All excited about seeing the show.
Did backstage passes come with that?
No, that's the special prize.
Oh, okay, that's what I thought.
They're really hard to come by, backstage passes, as you might well imagine.
Yeah, really, I'm sure.
Because everybody'd be back there.
I'm telling you.
There'd be no peace. Pat Benatar couldn't put her makeup on. She couldn't powder her tuss.
I'm telling you, all the guys would just jump for bones.
Yeah, really. But then again, you think she's kind of cute, too, don't you?
She's okay, I guess, for a lady.
I mean, if, say, for example, you two were on a long trip together and, say, you were riding in a bus, you might rest your head on her shoulder as the motion of the bus lulled you to sleep.
No.
Come on.
No.
Come on, you can talk to me. This is Nino here. This is Nino. You can talk to me.
No. I'll rest my head on your shoulder.
Would you allow her to rest her head on your shoulder? Say you were talking to Pat, you were on a long bus trip, and she fell asleep, and her head hit your shoulder. And...
No.
What would you do? I mean, if she fell asleep, you mean you'd nudge her over to her side of the seat?
Exactly.
No, you wouldn't. Ladies are different like that. You'd probably let her rest your head on your shoulder, and you'd brush the hair away from her face. Oh, yeah. I'd be in the seat in front, peeking over, watching the whole spectacle. See, ladies are different. Ladies can do that, you know, and nobody says anything. If two guys are sleeping on each other's shoulders, then you got problems. I remember one time Smash and I were doing we did a show far away, and we're coming back on the bus, and when you know he falls asleep on my shoulder, you know, and I was getting ready to give him an elbow in the guts and say, "Hey, hotshot, back on your side." Well, my honey said, "Oh, no, let him sleep. He's your friend, and I mean, you know, no one's going to make any statements about it or think anything unusual. Look, he's worked hard, he's sang his little lungs out all night long. Now he's asleep on your shoulder. Let him sleep." And I thought, well, okay. And so I did. An hour later, the bus got us home, and it was terrible. I said, "Hey, baby, get a sponge and wipe this slobber off my shoulder here." Yay! Hey. And now 38.